the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwal raufa wa 'alayya fi jami'i al-umur 'atufa. Ilahi wa rabbi man li ghayrak as'aluhu kashfa dharri wan-nazara.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about the part in which Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Kumail supplication states, إِلَهِ وَرَبِّي مَنْ لِي غَيْرُكَ أَسْأَلُهُ كَشْفَ ضُرِّي وَالنَّظَرَ فِي أَمْرِي. My Allah and my Lord, have I any but you from whom to ask the remedy of my afflictions وَالنَّظَرَ فِي أَمْرِي and regard for my affairs. About this part, we said that the true nature and essence of supplication is turning to the Almighty Allah and no one else, is to cut our relationship ties with everyone and paying attention only to the Almighty Allah. When we are hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy on us, this means we know that Almighty Allah has sufficient knowledge about us, and we know that His creatures cannot do anything to solve our problems. That is why we have been ordered to turn to Him only and no one else. Let us have a look at some of the instances and the stories of the mercy of the Almighty Allah and the state of inqita' that Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning in this part. It means cutting your relationship ties with anyone other than the Almighty Allah.
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs. My God, my nourisher, have I anyone except you from whom I can seek the removal of my afflictions and understanding of my problem?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God,
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
An ascetic scholar narrates that once a mother expelled his disobedient, disorderly son from home and told him to get out. Then she said, "You are not my child anymore." This son went out, played with the other children till the sunset, when all of them returned to their homes. When he saw himself alone without a friend, he returned home too and saw the door closed. So he put his head on the door. He cried. He called his mother to open the door for him. But the mother refused to do so. Meanwhile, a pious scholar who was passing by showed pity for the son, knocked at the door, asked the mother to allow this son to come home again. The mother said, I accept your mediation, provided that you write something so that whenever my son disobeys again, he should get out of my home and he should not call me his mother anymore. The scholar wrote the same thing. He gave it to the young boy's mother and they somehow reconciled again. A while later, that scholar passed the same house and saw the young boy weeping again and telling his mother, "Do whatever you want, but don't leave me alone." But the mother did not accept. The pious man waited to see what happens next. He saw the boy weeping continuously till he fainted from sorrow. The mother was looking at her child, got upset, opened the door and embraced him, saying, "Oh, the fruit of my eyes. Come to home with me, and if I refused to let you in, I was not serious, but I wanted to prevent you from disobedience and wrongdoing." This story, dear listeners, is telling us that likewise, if a sinner feels his repentance and weeping is not accepted, he should not get hopeless. We have been ordered by the Almighty Allah to stay hopeful in all our affairs, in all our situations and states, even in the middle of committing the sins. We should be hopeless of the others except the Almighty Allah. But the true supplicant should ask Allah repeatedly, like that young boy who was at the door. The true supplicant should call out his Lord a lot, so he would get subjected to Allah's mercy and forgiveness. If Allah has regard for human affairs, his affairs would become organized. His problems would be solved ultimately, and his poorness elevated, because Allah's regard, mercy and blessing are infinite. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that if your problem is not solved, apparently the Almighty Allah has rejected you. No. Because as we said earlier, the reality of supplication is getting closer to the Almighty Allah. And by supplication, by talking to your Lord, you are getting yourself closer to Him, even if your request, even if your petition is not granted. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through.